race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
He's a monster.
The whole point here is, if these accusations are true, Katie, he's not just a failed politician. He's a monster. I mean, you look at the definition of rape, which is sex without consent, and consent must be clearly communicated.
When the Democrats were framing Brett Kavanaugh with lies to keep him off the Supreme Court, and four women came forward, all their cases, all their stories fell apart. One of them, so bad, her own father said, don't listen to her. It didn't happen. What did Eric Swalwell, who is now thankfully resigned from Congress, what did Eric Swalwell have to say about Brett Kavanaugh and the Lion Ladies?
What are the chances that three or four women independently who never met each other would have similar experiences with one person?
In his case, quite a bit. One talking about repeated rapes by him, the other sexual assault. I'm sure there'll be more women coming out. And now this from Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who says in her position as a committee chair, she has access to more information, namely about who was holding the video camera while they videoed Swalwell. How shall I put it? Playing piano with that sex worker. Who was holding the video camera? This was actually on Fox News last night.
But I do think that he has serious criminal problems on his hand, and I do think that he might end up in jail. If I could just share with you for a moment, not only did I receive forensic reporting showing that, you know, that infamous video of him in the hotel room was indeed him, it was not AI generated, and then also potentially the individual that recorded that video in that hotel room was a female and she was underage.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. But I mean, look, he's also been caught on camera in a restaurant telling lobbyists to go get him a woman to blank, and that he only blanks tens. He wanted help cheating on his wife, he said. I guess lobbies do that in D.C.? Who knew that was a service they offered? That was instructional. But, you know, and I don't like to usually spend time on stuff like this, somebody's downfall. I mean, he's a creep. But there's something much bigger going on here. Where did this guy get the idea he, as a Democrat, could get away with this? Republican gubernatorial candidate out there in California, Steve Hilton, knows.
These allegations, these stories about Swalwell, they've been out there for as long as he's been in the race. I've been hearing this, and I'm on the other side of the political fence. And so the real point here is, why did he ever get in the race? It's the arrogance of these career politicians. They think they can get away with anything.
No, Steve. No, that's not right. Not these career politicians, Democrats. Republicans don't get away with anything. We get framed with lies from the Democrats. So the whole first half of the show was on that today, how the impeachment was made up by the intel community and also by the in concert with the Democrats. Everything they impeached him for was fake. Democrats knew it the whole time. That's just breaking. Now, who was one of the three chief liars slinging that lie that resulted in the Ukraine impeachment, slinging the Russia collusion hoax lie? Who was one of the top three? It's John Brennan, Adam Schiff, and this creep, Swalwell. When you work with what are supposed to be the top cops in this country to lie, as in the case of Russia collusion, and frame Trump, of course you think you're untouchable. Hanging out inappropriately with underage girls would be nothing for you, considering what you've done in partnership with the intel community. Felony-level perjury, endless lies. They're never going to pick you up. They're never going to arrest you because you got the goods on them, too. You think you can do whatever you want. And that's the story here. That's why he thought this. And Katie Zachariah, attorney, just nailed this, saying, look, this guy's not just a sex creep who may have involvement with underage girls. That's why he resigned, all of that, the rapes, all of that, his own staff turning against him. This is the guy who peddled the Democrat lies, most especially along with Schiff and crooked CIA director John Brennan.
Swalwell used his position on the Intelligence and House Judiciary Committees to peddle fake information against our sitting president, two faux impeachments, Russia, 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 the raid on Mar-a-Lago, using the quote, no one is above the law. This is Eric Swalwell. He has a reckless disregard for the truth, and he put our country in jeopardy, he put the president in jeopardy, and he's put all of these innocent women in jeopardy, and no one is above the law. And but one of the biggest problems is the Democrats were okay that he was sleeping with a Chinese spy. That should have been the first tip. He is no longer useful to the Democrats, and now they have thrown him under the proverbial bus.
Okay, look at the timing. Look at it here. Look at the timing. This stuff's been swirling around Swalwell for a long time. Suddenly, jettison him. He's gone. Why? What has finally brought this to the surface? Like in the last week, the file, the Feng Feng file. Democrats outraged that they're getting ready to release it. What? The file of Swalwell dating a Chinese spy. And then you had all of these folks. When he used to be a city council member, okay? He's not just dating a Chinese spy, right? And getting bonked. There's so much more than that. At the same time, Chinese nationals who have citizenship here are pouring money into his congressional campaign. China made Swalwell. They got the compromise on him on the one hand. They got this. They funded the campaign on the other. And that's why they jettisoned him right now. That's why folks, these rumors, and you heard it from Steve Hill, they've been out there forever. I've seen them. All of a sudden, they're relevant. Why? Because Kash Patel's talking about letting a little bit more Democrat China nexus corruption out. You think Joe Biden's the only one who's on a payday plan? Swalwell took his pay and booty. This is the kind of guy he is. He can't take his hands off women. Democrats know what's in that file. A lot of them have the same deal. And they're using the women as the excuse to jettison him before that file comes out. Folks, remember what John Ratcliffe said when he held Tulsi Gabbard's position, Director of National Intelligence, saw all the country's intel. He said, you would not believe how many members of Congress, how many people in Washington, how many corporate CEOs are either bribed and owned by China the way Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were, or China's got blackmail on him, compromise, or both. That was the point of Feng Feng. They said, oh, this guy's a perv. Send Feng Feng. We'll get the proof. We'll fund his campaigns. We'll own him. And then he'll lie for us to take down, it turned out, Donald Trump. That works. And that's why they just dumped him. It's not because of these women. They don't care if Swalwell bangs women. They don't care. They're Democrats. They hate women. They do care about the China file, though. That's getting a little too close to the truth. For the first time in a long time, I feel like we have the upper hand in the war with China. Iran's just the weapon China's fighting it with. Great rundown by Jesse Waters of how we grabbed operational control of the Strait of Hormuz as Democrats scream bloody murder because they didn't want that to happen.
I don't understand how blockading the strait is going to somehow push the Iranians into opening it.
Let me translate that for you because I speak fluent Democrat. Oh, crap. We have to stop this. This blockade's brilliant. It's going to work. And folks, you saw this with the stock market surging after ceasefire and then the negotiations failed. Normally, the stock market would tank after negotiations fail. It surged. Why? Because of the blockade. That's the markets. That's the smart minds and the smart money saying this is going to work. He's got this under control. Anyway, here's Jesse Waters.
The president's warning, if any Iranian ships come anywhere close to our blockade, they'll be immediately eliminated. U.S. Marines are ready to board Iranian oil tankers, and CENTCOM's ready to neutralize any Iranian fast attack boats that slip into the strait to cause mischief. One of Iran's surveillance drones flew too close to one of our destroyers, and we blew it out of the sky. And two tankers flying under false flags on their way to China were already intercepted and turned away. This is completely reversing everything Iran did to the strait. Now every nation's ship in the world can sail out except Iran's. 15 American warships are involved in the operation. The mission to free the strait got underway this weekend when two guided missile destroyers sailed straight up the gut. The USS Frank E. Peterson and the USS Michael Murphy were the first two warships to bust into the strait since the start of the war. The regime threatened to attack if American ships entered. We did it anyway, and they did nothing. And we're about to start clearing the Strait of Mines, so oil tankers have a clear path out. The Iranians dropped some mines into the strait, but they forgot where they put them.
They say. Okay, Iran is in trouble because we have them so blockaded, they can't sell their oil. And they're running out of storage space. They got about 2 weeks left of storage space. And then they got a problem because they are going to have to shut down their wells. So there's roughly 13 days. Iran has to shut its wells. The reason that's important is because when mature oil wells like the kind Iran has shut down, bottom water rushes in. It's a process called water coning, and oil gets permanently trapped in the rock pores. In other words, Trump is giving Iran a choice. Destroy your own wells, or let's talk. Let's talk about you guys packing up and leaving the country so I don't have to kill another round of you. By the way, the value of those wells they'd have to destroy if they run out of storage space, you have to turn the well off, between $9 and $15 billion a year in revenue. Oops. Meanwhile, nobody's talking about China. China's got a problem. And I believe that Washington, I think Joe Biden wasn't the only one owned by China in Washington. And I think our whole sanctions regime was designed to help China beat our manufacturers. I believe that. Because nobody would be so stupid as to have the policy that we have. We put the Venezuelan oil off limits, right? You're going to be sanctioned if you buy it. We put the Iranian oil off limits. You're going to be sanctioned if you buy it. Can't have it, we said. But then we let China have it. Well, they were able to buy it because there's no other takers for it. It's not on the world market for about 60 cents on the dollar. When you look at the Venezuelan oil, what is the Venezuelan oil primarily used for? It's not the light sweet crude we have. It's the heavy oil used in manufacturing. Every plastic in your house probably has some in it, that kind of oil. China was able to undercut our manufacturers because they were buying it for about 60 cents on the dollar, something Congress won't allow American manufacturers to do, but allows China to do. So our sanctions were just a big discount for China because we did not enforce them. Trump has all the power he needs. This is not an illegal war to enforce the sanctions on Iran with the blockade he's doing now and on Venezuela with the blockade he's doing now. Why? Congress gave it to him. Don't listen to these Democrats. Who's a legal war? Have you noticed they never explain that? Illegal? How? Good. Tell us. Constitution. It's the Constitution. Oh, cool. What part? Could you point that out to me? Oh, wait. There is a part that lets Congress sanction oil and gives the president powers if countries violate that. Yeah. So it's not an illegal war then. So Congress has been providing China with a discount on the oil needed to beat us at manufacturing. And then what happens? We can't beat them. So we send our factories to where? Say it again. China. India buys some of this oil, too. They should be punished for that. Where do our factories end up? India. It's self-destruction as a policy. And Trump said, no, forget it. Folks, it has gotten so bad. We're at war with China right now. Did you catch this? It's important. I don't want to wonk out on you, but it's very important. Do you realize China still has control of the Red Sea? Do you realize that? When we sent our carrier, which left at the end of March, we took the long route around Africa because we wanted to avoid the Red Sea. Why? Because China has armed the Houthis. They're serving as a proxy of China and Iran, and they're still firing on ships. And they didn't want to take the risk that the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush would be fired upon, have to go to war with the Houthis first. We can take care of them later, but they didn't want that to be where China via the Houthis interdicts us. So we'd take the long route, folks. What does that mean? 5% of the world's trade goes through Bab al-Mandeb. And China controls it right now. And last week, when I was freaking out, China controlled the Strait of Hormuz, too, by by Iran. That's why I said, oh, my gosh, you know, everything was going great with the war. But I said, oh, my gosh, we cannot. No, no, no. And for Marco Rubio to say, hey, the Asian countries should open the strait. China went, OK, we'll take it. I think it was a mistake. I think they made an error. You can't go libertarian and say, hey, the world can do what it wants when you have a petrodollar and a $40 trillion debt, and you can only keep that dollar from collapsing by printing money. You need people to buy oil in American dollars. You cannot have China out there with violence mandating that the price of passage through the world's waterways is that you buy your oil in yuan. You can't have that. And folks, this is an instructive moment for morons like Tucker Carlson, who say, oh, we should just make a plan to share power with China. Look how we wield power. Look what we're doing this straight. Everybody can go through except Iran, even China. Everyone can go through. No toll necessary. We're not even going to send you the bill for your own defense. But it's still very much to our advantage because we keep the petrodollar. We keep energy traded in the dollar. Now, what does China do the second it gets control? I mean, the second it starts putting bounties on ships and demanding ransom for safe passage in the form of tolls. That's how China would run the world. Democrats refuse to see any moral, you know, difference between us, but that's not the case. And if you want to know what it looks like, go look at the Red Sea right now. Go look at Bab el-Mandeb, where China does have control. And we can't even run our carrier through there because we don't want to get in a war with them yet. What does all this mean? We're at war with China, and we will have to fight for the rest of our lives to keep the trade routes open. Sorry, it's digital currency. It's a digital economy. I know the founders didn't want to go to war outside our shores, but nothing was digital back then. And I don't want to live in a world ruled by China and Iran.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.